The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
The key that he's wanting to give to us will unlock the door of some insight and instruction for how we are to live 2015 well as his people. This requires us to relook at how we're doing life, what we're spending our energies on, what has our affections, so that we can take this time in pursuing him. That this becomes not only a discipline, but a lifestyle. That our lifestyle will shift. TV goes off a little earlier, or you set your alarm maybe half an hour earlier each morning. But we're doing something of a change in how we're doing life that now puts a priority on the fact that we as his people are learning what it is to go into his presence so we can be an audience of what he's saying.
In our previous two broadcasts, we covered in detail what it means to honor and accept the word of the Lord. But what about know, specifically to know what God is saying? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So doesn't it make sense that if we want to hear God, we need to spend time with him? Coming up next on Sought Out Global Radio, we'll complete our three-week series on the word for 2015, to honor, to accept, and to know. Do you want to hear God better in 2015? Well then stay tuned, because that's next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, along with Herb and Bethany Marks, who join me here today in the studio, and via phone once again, Krista Pitcairn. And so it's good to have you back with us also as well to you, the listeners. And today we're going to continue on our three-week series on the word for 2015 that Herb received from God, which was about honor, accept, and know. And before we get into the discussion today, let's replay that word for you from 2 weeks ago so that you can hear what Herb received from God.
I was just pursuing the Lord about what he wanted to share at our regional gathering that took place last Saturday night. And what an evening that was. It was really, really enjoyable. It was powerful. Place was packed. Had to bring in more chairs. It just, you know, the excitement and the anticipation was rich. And in pursuit to just inquire of the Lord what his heart would be for that evening, he came with three emphases, but I wasn't expecting what he brought in regards to the fact that it was for the upcoming year. And in that moment when all of a sudden he began to download, it was one of those moments where his presence came, and I found myself sitting still in this moment of his presence, head slightly bowed in honor, you know, for what he was delivering. And he brought three things for us to really be sure that we're paying attention to for 2015. And so we shared those three items last Saturday night with the crowd, and Diane, whom you're going to be introduced to here in just a moment, brought item number two. The three items are, number one, that we be a people that honor. And we're going to dedicate a program just for that the church would continue to lean into and understand at a highly new level the importance of honoring. 2015 is huge for that. And honor is a big topic. Number two was accept. Interesting word. But the word accept really comes around to us standing up and becoming responsible with what we know that God has said to us about us. When Gideon was approached by the angel called him a mighty warrior. With everybody who's listening to my voice right now, there is something that God has dropped in our hearts about what he is saying about us. And Gideon's response came back, you know, he had every excuse in the book why he shouldn't step up to being what God just called him to be. In other words, what God was saying about him. And what is God saying about each one of us? You know, we have to be responsible to that. And it was very clear that for 2015, it's time to stop hedging and step into becoming responsible what he has called us to be, and then he causes it to happen. And number three is knowing. And the word knowing was very interesting because for 2015, the Lord has some strong things to say to us as his people. And 2015 is a year when we seek him while he may be found. Because right now, he's clearly saying something about how we're to posture ourselves as his people in 2015, and we're to discover by prayer, taking time, carving our schedules, and changing the priorities in our lives so that we are people seeking God to know what he is saying regarding what we're coming into.
So that was Herb 2 weeks ago on honor, accept, and know. And so guys, today, the subject is know. And the Bible Dictionary says that knowing is to understand something completely. And one of the things that I heard you say, Herb, is that knowing who we are, it's tied closely into our identity, and something that you said about accepting and operating out of a position of knowledge is strength, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It is, absolutely. And in that moment when early that Saturday morning when the Lord came, and all of a sudden his presence just filled the room, and I just all of a sudden sat still and bowed my head a little bit in a place of respect and honor. And just the flavor, if I can use that word, the sense or the aroma regarding this third part of the word, and that is to know, that I was awed by the idea that the Lord not only wants to speak something to us, but it's instruction because he's wanting to align his people for 2015, because it's such a strategic year somehow. It's a year that's very important for us to be aware of, in the fact that God is saying something, but he's wanting it to be so personable to us that, you know, it very well could be he's going to be saying it in so many different ways, even though it's going to be the same thing or several emphases, even though he fashions it to how we're wired, how he has wired us. But the key that he's wanting to give to us will unlock the door of some insight and instruction, I believe, for how we are to live 2015 well as his people. This requires us to relook at how we're doing life, what we're spending our energies on, what has our affections, so that we can take this time in pursuing him, that this becomes not only a discipline, but a lifestyle, that our lifestyle will shift. TV goes off a little earlier, or you set your alarm maybe a half an hour earlier each morning. But we're doing something of a change in how we're doing life that now puts a priority on the fact that we as his people are learning what it is to go into his presence so we can be an audience of what he's saying. You know, I might sound like a broken record, but in Habakkuk, you know, this guy, it says that he looked to see what God is saying. In other words, he positioned himself to listen. And this is for 2015. We're to know what he's saying to us on a personal level. If we come out of this next year and really not knowing what he's saying, then this might seem a little bit harsh, but I'm going to suggest that we really didn't think it of a value statement to pursue him, because I think he's going to give easily. I think he's wanting to release to us some opinions that he has about our lives before him, so that we would live 2015 well in serving him and loving people.
So knowing him and to know is really to hear his voice. And to me, hearing God's voice is about obedience. It comes down to how do you obey God if you don't hear him? And this knowing what he's saying, knowing what he says to do in our lives, how to tack, as you might like to say, as a sailor, moving from one side to the other, is an important aspect of Christian life, in my opinion. And so many of us, I think, you know, I like to use the analogy of being in a dark room and bumping into walls. And that's worldly. That's the world life, is walking around, bumping into walls. And then when you hit something, you go, okay, I know not to go that way. Wouldn't it be better if we could just hear the voice of the Lord and have him say, well, where we need to go?
To kind of speak to what you're saying, Mark, I think, and I want to make sure I'm quoting you correctly, you said, hearing God's voice, you feel it comes through obedience. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Prophecy.
I have a little bit different opinion on that. I feel like hearing God's voice comes through intimacy.
Absolutely.
And that comes through building relationships. First and foremost, I have to get to know him. And then my behavior, quote unquote, my actions, my decisions are then therefore at a later time, maybe not later per se, but my behavior is affected as a byproduct of my intimacy that I've cultivated with him. And what I mean by intimacy specifically, so the listeners are kind of getting inside my head a little bit right now, and that is getting to know his words, spending time in his presence. To me, obedience is merely a result of through a cultivated intimate relationship. And I just feel like when we're talking about to know God, it's spending time with him, it's connecting with him, know what he's saying about my life on a daily basis. And most of the listeners know, if they've been tuned into Thought Out, that I've been in a major transition in my life, and I've moved from the Northwest, from Oregon, down to Southern California. I'm living in the beautiful Pasadena area. And what's interesting is the last 3 days I've come home, there's been a praying mantis on my front door. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. That's, I was so on fun. Elijah List, and there was this word about that, about a praying mantis. If a praying mantis is on your front door, that it means it's time to pray and partner with what God is saying over your life, basically, is kind of the bullet point, line of that prophetic word.
Yep.
And it's funny because I already felt like, isn't that significant that there was just like this praying mantis on my front door? And I just took a moment, I went, God, I feel like you're speaking about that. Isn't that funny? And then there was a prophetic word online about that. My point is, I'm allowing God to meet me in the everyday, and I've learned that process of connecting and communion with him is a simple result of me spending time with him on a daily level. That's knowing God. That's knowing what he's saying.
It's like when you've been married for 20 years, Herb and I can look at each other and without any words, we know each other. We can tell what each other are thinking almost. And that's only been because of time. The longer we've been together and the more that we dialogue and hit things we have to work through and such, we've all seen it in a couple that there's just this connect. And
honey, almost, you finish my sentences.
You just did it for me.
Krista, I think we actually agree. I do believe that we cannot get to know God without spending time with him. And like we do with a spouse, I don't know my wife because I met her at church. I know my wife because I've spent, 17, 18 years with her. And so we agree that that's how you get to know God. What I was saying earlier was that we can't obey him if we don't hear him. If we don't hear the voice of the Lord, it's hard to obey.
I hear what you're saying. I think for me, just if I was a listener, and I think this is a really healthy dialogue, actually, that's happening right now on air. It's really good. Let's break it down. I think it makes me nervous when it's led out of obedience, because that feels performance-based.
Yes.
I want to lead out of intimacy, and then my behavior is affected. That's why I brought that up, because I think when we are walking out our walk with God, if we're not careful, we can fall into performance and behavior, and what we do, is quote-unquote our relationship with God, when rather it's communing with him, creating an intimate relationship, and the do comes out of that later. And that's never the emphasis. The emphasis is the intimate relationship with God. That's your home base. That's where you live. And everything else is a byproduct out of that posture.
Krista,
that's why I came at that, was because I want to sought out ministry, because that's our heart, is to not be a performance-based ministry. And
absolutely.
So not that you were saying that, Mark, per se. I just wanted to come alongside that as our listeners are hearing it, and just let's have a healthy dialogue about that. Let's talk about that.
Is this a good example, Krista? Justice is a huge piece for you. And out of your intimacy, out of your passion with your God, you are motivated to do something for justice for people. And mm-hmm. I see it like that faith without actions is dead, but we have to have relationship for faith to come. And then I love how you have such a heart for justice for people. And I think it flows out. I think that ties it together. What do you guys think?
I'm going to jump in here just for a moment. Krista and Mark have just been bantering it back and forth a little bit. And I love that. And in Sought Out Radio, we're looking for that to happen more. Because I'm looking at these people, and I've known Krista for so many years. It's just been incredible. And I look at Mark, and I've known this man for so many years. It's just really a privilege. And honey, I've known you. Of course, we've kind of teased each other, you know, about being married over 20 years, knowing each other longer. And I was just sitting here thinking, this is so crazy healthy to throw it back and forth, because there's depth and strength out of interaction, but because of we honor each other. There's a relationship here.
Yeah.
And Krista's point, your point, but I like Krista's, intimacy is the key.
It is the key.
And then out of obedience, you know, I've said for years that in obedience, it's a place of stepping through what you've heard, which increases your authority. You can't have it until you are under authority, and that's interactive in that regard, too. but, you know, frankly, I just love what's going on right now in this moment of what's God saying? What's his heart? He wants us to know something. And he's going to be helping us to know how to posture our lives in the knowing.
And to me, that's a key to not being, as Krista said, performance-based. Because there is way too much performance. And quite honestly, I think we've all felt sometimes a little bit more like an audience instead of part of the body of Christ, doing what we're supposed to do, being the body, working together to benefit each other and to bless, pray, hold up each other's arms. And this can't happen in a performance-based environment. And so we need to get closer to God, spend more time with him, get to know his heart for not only him, but for others. And then I think all of that, as Krista said, that byproduct does come.
To know someone is not passive, it's interactive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, you know, as the Lord unveils to us quickly as we pursue him for 2015, how we're to do life well, then that leaves us plenty of time to begin to walk it out, to experientially know some of these points that he's wanting to emphasize in each of our lives so we can live well out of 2015. So coming out of the blocks hard, I mean, this is really cool, you know. And I'm touched in this regard. I was inquiring of the Lord for the regional gathering that we had recently, but I was not prepared for him to come to me with 2015 as an emphasis. And here we are a couple months before the turn of the year, and he's coming out of the blocks quickly. And so some of the symbolism in my own mind, not to super spiritualize, to me, here's our example. We need to pay attention. He's prepping us, and we need to come into January and February without any haste and really move. Come out of the blocks strong in these three areas. And right now we're talking about prayer, to know him intimately and obey.
So to know his voice is the key. We have just over 5 minutes to hear God's voice on behalf of our listeners. Shall we take a few moments?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes.
And try to hear his voice.
In 1 Samuel, one of my favorite portions of scripture is the young boy in the courts. He's Samuel. Eli is his mentor, the priest. God comes and calls at other times. He stays calling until young Samuel gets it. What I had a sense of is that there are some who are listening to us today who have attempted to hear the Lord and have quit trying. I'm to encourage you that God comes down to our level. I mean, this is the matter of the way he loves us. The miracle is that he makes himself down to our level so that we can be trained how to hear him. Don't stop. He'll continue to pursue you in hearing his voice, either in your knower or with what you see or maybe even audibly. But mostly, I've experienced he does it down in your knower. And if your conscience is seared, go before the Lord in repentance. Let him do the healing. But he will stay at it as long as you will until you get it. I encourage you with that. And I did get a name even. This is being specific. I won't say the last name. But your first name is John. Your last name starts with the letter L. You've really given up. And this is a very clear word to you. I'd appreciate it if you would even go to our website or give us a call. The fact is that God is continuing to pursue you, and you will come through.
That's a good word, Herb. When we were just praying, asking the Lord, I just heard for small businesses, this is interesting, kind of a little bit different from what I usually get. But I felt like the Lord was saying that he is going to be giving small business owners, and specifically those that are working in the area of construction, creative business ideas on how to generate more revenue for your business. And I thought the Lord said, don't be afraid of the risk that you see in these God ideas, but as you step out, you're going to see crazy heaven provision over your small businesses. And again, I just felt the Lord saying, don't be afraid, for I've given you creative God ideas to build revenue, because I gave you this business. I'm going to show you how to keep it.
Wow. Wow, that's good. Thank you, Krista.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to pray at the end.
Go ahead.
All right.
Take your time with it.
How much time do we have?
You have about 2 minutes.
So I just feel to pray for all of us. God, I ask that starting right now, you would draw us to you in a way that we haven't experienced. Lord, through distinct channels for each one of us, that we would just be pulled and pursuit and into me see with you and back and forth. God, that release these words in us over this time all the way through 2015, that you would just pour on and heat up our passion and our desire for you. Lord, I stir it up in prayer that we would not be satisfied, that we would be hungry, that there would be pursuit, and the deer panteth after waters would be said over Seattle, where there are so many, there is so much water. God, give us a hunger on that level where it seems to be everywhere, but we aren't experiencing it. Lord, pour it on. Lord, I even see an aerial view from like a plane over Seattle, and it's gorgeous. And over our city, Lord, I ask that you would draw us with saturation in our beings and flow through us, Lord, to a level that we haven't experienced. Raise up our mountains and level our low places. Let the water flow. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for that prayer, Bethany. I want to encourage all of our listeners to take that same prayer to God personally, to receive and to start to walk in what you are called to do, which is to walk in a greater measure of His fullness. With that, we conclude our three-part series on Honor, Accept, and Know, a Word for 2015. We'll have more on this series after the new year, so be sure to tune in then to hear more. If you missed any part of this series, I want to call your attention to our website, sawedoutglobal.com. All our previous broadcasts are uploaded to our website so that you can download any podcast to listen at your convenience. In addition to our podcast, Sought Out Global is a great resource for many other things, including Herb's blog, and our calendar of events is also online so that you can plan ahead for any meeting happening in your area. As you know, radio time is not free, and for Sought Out Global, it's no exception. So we would like to ask you to consider praying and ask the Lord if He wants you to support Sought Out Global Radio. Sought Out Global Radio is a listener-supported ministry, and we could not bring you this weekly show if it was not blessed with the financial gifts of our listeners. If you are blessed by Sought Out Global Radio, we hope you will consider partnering with us financially to keep these broadcasts on the air in your area. To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Sought Out Global Radio also accepts online donations. Just go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.